dreaming of a bright Christmas? Then there's a new spectacular light trail. You can't miss it at the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh, again this year from November the 22nd to December the 29th. The mile-long illuminated trail will be a botanical wonderland, as it has been up there for the last couple of years, but it's going to be brand new this year. There's lots of new exciting things to talk about. And to tell us more about it, about Christmas at the Botanics, my special phone guest today is creative producer Zoe Bottrell of Culture Creative, who will be overseeing the project. So, Zoe, tell us, what are the many highlights, what's new, and what can families expect this year?
Well, we're really, really pleased to be going back into the Royal Botanical Gardens, Edinburgh. It's the most beautiful place to be in the winter. And yes, in our third year at the Botanics, we've got a brand new show, some old favourites as well, but certainly we're looking to bring some new boats, a new show going across one of the lawns, and a couple of different gardens from lasers to fires, let alone the wonderful tunnel of light that is the Cathedral of Light that was such a success in the Botanics last year. So lots of great things and hopefully something new for all of the audience members from small to old to come and enjoy as they wander around the garden.
Now, you always give us some amazing facts and figures, and I'm going to try and put you on the spot again. the two that I'd like to mention is that this is a mile-long trail, and I think over a million lights. Can you just give me a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously use lots and lots of different lighting fixtures when we create these, from moving lights that people sort of become used to seeing when they watch their Strictly Come Dancers on a Saturday night and they watch moving lights around the dance floor. And we use those on some of our bigger lighting shows, like on the Glass House and in through some of our tree work. But also we've got a 60-metre Cathedral of Light, which will have over 150,000 lights in its own, because it's this fantastic sculpture that sits 7 metres at its entrance, 5.5 metres at its exit. There's wonderful perspective window, and it's an absolute corridor of P lights as you walk down through it. So with that and a set of programmed illuminated spheres that will sit across an entirety of one lawn that will be coordinated to music, and then also a series of over 300 boats that will sit, that all again will be individually illuminated and programmed, let alone all the trees that we light and everything else that goes on throughout the show. So yeah, it's a big old setup these days.
And what you're talking about then, we will go into it in a little bit more detail, is that it's a mix of old favourites like the Cathedral of Light, which is stunning and worth the ticket money alone just to go back and see that. But you've also got lots of new things happening as well. Is it important that you always bring something new to the party, Zoe?
Absolutely. And our work is always, and Culture Creative's work has always been about us being responsive to the landscape that we're working in, and it being responsive to the stories that are the place that we're in. And obviously this is a botanical garden. Last year we put a trail in for children that was around a number of different fir tree species that gave them a little bit of information about what those fir trees do for you on a day-to-day basis. You know, some of them build your houses, some of them create the pencils that you write with, some of them have the paper that you write on. So it's about us telling those stories. It's about creating something fresh. And yeah, it is a balance. You know, we know people like certain things, and there are certain unique parts of each site that we work with, like the Glass House, for instance, and Inverleith House at Edinburgh, that we will always do something on. But hopefully, even when we repeat something in those types of locations, we're also doing something new. So we will be doing a projection again on Inverleith House this year, but it's an entirely new projection show. So yeah, it's important to us that we keep the show fresh, we keep the show new, and that we give people something, a reason to return, and something new for them to experience with their family.
I also just want to remind people that these spectaculars that you put on, they're actually now expanding, not just in the UK, but abroad as well. I mean, you know, they're becoming a real big part of the festive calendar. But can you just remind us some of the other places where you've been working on these kind of projects, and indeed, you know, what you will bring from one place to another?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we work with our promoters, Sony Music, and we should be able to look at, you know, how these can develop across a number of different types of landscapes. So we're now in our our eighth year at Kew Gardens, our fourth year at Blenheim Palace, but we're also working in three different sites of the National Trust in Manchester, down near Grantham and over in the southwest. We're also working with a forestry commission down in Kent. So, you know, there's a variety of different landscapes that we work in, but we're also very proud to be able to deliver our first show in the States this year, where we're going to be in the Chicago Botanical Gardens.
Wow, absolutely fantastic. But you can actually see it here, and you can see it at Christmas at the Botanics up at the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh, and it's here from November the 22nd to the 29th. Now, you did mention that the promoters there as well are Sony Music, and let's just remind everybody, this is not just a light show, is it? It's got this full sounds, immersive experience.
Yeah, we certainly like to create the shows that are attack on all of your senses, really. So the visual is obviously the lighting and the installation. There is a soundscape that runs right the way across the site, so different curated music that will follow with different curated light pieces. We obviously have the fire garden, which is an entirely different form of light rather than an electric light. And then you can experience food and drink as you go around. So there's the taste, the smell, there's light, the sound. So yeah, hopefully a little bit of everything to give you a full immersive experience.
I also want to remind everybody that it is a ticket entry, and get your tickets early, folks, for this. I know we're talking about Christmas, but I know that the early evening and weekend slots tend to go very quickly as well, Zoe. So I suppose buy in as soon as possible?
Absolutely, yes. And certainly on our third year, we're doing very well. So I would urge people to buy tickets as early as possible, and especially for those people that want to get the weekend slots. They're already beginning to fill up fast. So I would absolutely be stressing to get your tickets in advance and come and see the show.
Yeah, and we'll have full details on all our websites in terms of how you can buy into the tickets. So come on then, this is like Christmas come early. I want to know a little bit more about this year. Can you give us the virtual? This is a spoiler alert, folks. If you want it to be fresh, then don't listen beyond here, but do buy your tickets. But if you do want to find out a little bit more about what this is going to look like, can you give us a virtual walkthrough for Christmas at the Botanics this year in terms of where you would enter and then pretty much attraction by attraction?
I can indeed. So I'll take you on a virtual tour from the John Hope Gateway, which is where we ask ticket holders to come if they usually come in by car, and they can park in a lot of the streets that are around the John Hope Gateway. Further details of that are available on the website. But we also use the East Gate on the opposite side of the garden, where we would suggest people buy a ticket to come in by East Gate if they want to come in by public transport, because that's along the bus route. So I'll take us from John Hope Gateway, but you can actually enter, as I say, from East Gate if you want to as well. So as you enter the trail from the John Hope Gateway, where you've hopefully bought a nice warm drink to warm yourself up before you head out into the winter evening, and you'll go through a series of programmed arches and archways that will really put you in the Christmas spirit. It's beginning to look like Christmas is what you'll hear, and certainly that's how we want you to start the trail. There'll be icicles, there'll be spiral trees and arches, and all the things that will hopefully lift you into that absolute seasonal mood of what you anticipate to see in front of you. We've then got a huge installation of about 400 spheres that will sit across a lawn across the garden, stretching right the way from one side of the trail to another. It's a programmed show. It's excellent. It is an existing work that we've created that's coming to Edinburgh this year, and it will sit alongside a catering space. Again, you can sit and watch that show, about 7 or 8 minutes long, whilst again seeing if you fancy something to have to drink or to eat and warm yourself whilst watching that show. And that just really plays with the contours of the land, it plays with the lawns, and it also highlights the trees that are interspersed amongst those lawns as well. Once you walk on past there, we'd love you to be able to get together with your family, and then this particular installation, you have to help us make it work. So there'll be a platform for which you need to stand. One person on one side and one person on the other needs to grab hold of a handrail. And when you all join hands, something magic will happen. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. You'll have to come along and find out. We then head round to the pond and a beautiful installation by an Italian artistic practice that are bringing over 300 illuminated boats, which again are beautifully programmed to a soft classical back palette of music. It's just a real beautiful way to look at the reflection of how the water and these boats will interact with one another, a real peaceful, calm area of the garden. And whilst we're in calm, we'll continue round and we'll head towards our fire garden in a new location for this year, using one of the slight rises in the landscape as one of the lawns heads up above us, and to see fire at different heights and at different stages along that lawned area. And as you get to here, you may just decide you want to toast the marshmallow, which of course could be another lovely snack to have whilst you're heading round the trail. As you then head along a particular area of the garden where we keep our light levels quite low, because we also, as part of our site-specific work, need to ensure that we're managing all of the aspects of the wildlife that live within the garden and the wildlife in this particular space that we need to maintain a low light level for. And there will be a magic floor. And a bit like I've said about the surprise that you've already been past, I'm not going to give too much away here, but you will have to help us make this floor move and shift and reveal things below your feet. As you then bend around the corner, you'll come across the spectacular glasshouse that sits in the centre of the garden in Edinburgh, and there will once again a new lighting show that will go onto the glasshouse, and new colours, new soundtrack, new imagery, new tricks up our sleeve. So again, gives you an opportunity to dwell here and really take in the delightful piece of architecture that sits along there. You can head then back in towards the garden from a fantastic existing piece of architecture that's synonymous with Royal Botanical Gardens Edinburgh. You'll then walk into our wonderful piece of architecture that is the Cathedral of Light. And as you said already, just that ability to keep walking and keep walking and keep walking through this sculpture with that fantastic perspective window at the end. You'll come out of the Cathedral of Light and into a copse of trees, which will have a very seasonal feel, and you might just meet a man in a big red coat who's there to entertain us and very much there to help you think about some of the things that we've had on this year's Children's Christmas Trail, where we'll be looking at different plants and different horticultural aspects of winter. So not the trees so much this year, but more so the plants. You'll then head up back towards Invalid House through two installations that will take us through a long corridor path that bends back up around that copse of trees. You'll see the Cathedral of Light on a side perspective, which is a great way to see how that perspective in that architecture comes through. And all of a sudden, there'll be a million dancing green buds across the floor as the laser garden stretches ahead of you and out from the height of the trees. You'll bend back around the corner, and as you do there, you'll see that wonderful vista across Edinburgh City and the castle and back in towards the city centre. And as you bend back round and turn round towards Invalid House, our fun projection will start, our finale of this year's show, culminating in all of those things that you've seen around the site, and looking again at how we can celebrate the winter fauna and flora of the Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh, which will hopefully leave you on a high as you head back down towards John Hope Gateway and you head back in towards the Warm.
Wow. Wow. That just sounds magnificent. It reminds me very much of last year, but lots of new things to do and see. And I love the interactivity aspects of it as well, that you're keeping a little bit secret, a little bit close to your chest. But it does sound as though it is going to be a terrific event again. I just want to remind everybody, that's going to be Christmas at the Botanics. It's the Royal Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh, which are going to be transformed again this year from November 22nd through to December the 29th. You can book online. I think if you visit www.rbge.org.uk, you'll get lots of information. But check it out on our websites as well. We've got lots of other things in there, lots of video, lots of pictures. We've even got an e-leaflet so that it gives you a little bit of an immersive feel. So again, Zoe, thank you ever so much for that. You've made it Christmassy already. Really looking forward to it. Will you be up there yourself again this year?
I will be at some point, yes. We've got 8 shows to launch in just under 10 days this year, so I'm trying not to to drive myself around in circles, but I'll definitely be up in Edinburgh at some point, and hopefully if it's over press night, I shall meet you there.
I think we've said this before as well, I think Christmas is every day for Zoe, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my Easter egg on Christmas Day.
Zoe, thank you ever so much for your time. Thank you.
No problem.